ません。
Okay, pues si os parece.
Okay, let's commence the press conference of the film Vision that competes in the official section in this edition of the San Sebastian International Film Festival. We have with us Marion Slot, who is the producer of the film, and Juliette Binoche, who is the leading lady in the film. Naomi Kawase wasn't able to come along with us today, but we have what we need for questions, or the people that we need to ask questions. So please, first question, let's start with an initial question. Good morning, my question is directed to Juliette. In the context, you've talked about the harassment and the problems that they've had with some of the directors in 100 colleagues in France signed a manifest that this could bring about Puritanism. What do you think about whether you agree with what was defended by those 100 colleagues and so on? Initially, I lost it because I had a problem with the headphones. I think these are necessary movements. It's necessary to have waves so that ships can move along. And awareness also requires those waves. It's not a goal in itself, but I do believe the fact that we express what's happening behind closed doors, this being expressed by women, and all of this being expressed, I believe, is a necessity. I believe that what is feminine is necessary. The feminine has patiently waited, but now there's a certain impatience when wanting and desiring. The feminine has been left undermined for millenniums almost for thousands of years. It has been put into one corner, and that is why it's necessary that artists and men and women can express themselves vis-a-vis this issue and can open up and express their desires. That desire of equal parity, of course, for example, in film festivals, the selection committee, for there to be a parity, an equal men and women in the selection committee, and for there to be more or less films of men and women, that's another issue. The most important thing there is art, and then there will be colors and tastes of everyone, but I'm sure that's going to be selected. There should be parity there. Me too. Well, me too. I think it's a movement so that women can talk and express the problems linked to violence, gender violence. It's important to say so. Yes, of course. Hi, Juliette. I would like to ask you whether at any time you got lost in the script of this film that I thought was beautiful, by the way, and whether you got lost in the script and you had to ask Naomi Kawase a lot of questions, or did you prefer to not ask her any questions and just let yourself go? And the second question is whether you believe religion, as we've always got to believe in something, whether the new religion is nature.
Naomi said to me that she was writing inspired by the actress she was filming, because it's more about the person she's filming that she writes the story with. And the first Skype we had together, we talked about different subject matter that interested her, but she asked me very personal questions. Then before starting the shooting, before I arrived in Japan, there was a script, but it was a process, you know, she was still working on it. And as we were going, she changed a few things, it's true, because of the emotion I was going through and the other actors' emotions as well. I knew it was part of the process. So, because she likes to leave it open and discover, you know, what's going on while she's doing it. which is her way of doing. She has the technicians around her, very like one person, and they know how to work with her. Like, she doesn't like to have this kind of conventional that you have a silence, you know, yelled at, and then role action, you know. It's not like that at all. The surrounding for the actor has very strong respect for nature, first of all, for the silence that the nature is giving, and or the sounds that nature is giving, and the respect of the actor's atmosphere, I would say, you know. So there's not no cuts. It's a way of sliding in, and I was very impressed by that way of working, because I'm not used to it. A little bit with Hao Xiaoxian, the Taiwanese director, because there's a sense of one take, one go, and there's no cutting, and that I really loved. With Naomi, she, you know, there's. It's like one animal moving, really, when she sees there's another angle she wants to film. Because the way of filming is always surprising. You know, all the shots she's choosing, there's always something surprising. It's never conventional. And it was an adventure because there was not a script like, you know, beginning, middle, and end. But as we were going, it was happening. And that was the process of it and the joy of it.
Oh, she talked about religion. Is nature the new religion? Because we've got to believe in something. Nature as a way of reconnecting with oneself, of believing in something. Is that a new religion? What do you think about that?
Religion, I'm not sure. I'm very interested in it. You know, I love traditions, and I'm very... I consider myself as a Christian, but I'm very, I'm not of a religion, and I love Taoism as well as Shintoism, as well as Sufism. I found those, you know, traditions very inspiring, and lots of great poets also express, you know, what they feel mostly in nature, because it's always related to where we come from. And when we cut off from those places, nature, you know, the minerals, the plants and the animals, somehow we cut off from ourselves. So that's probably why I can explain, or try to explain, why I was so moved when I was in the forest near Nara in Yoshino. Because living in a city all the time, being on planes, in trains, in cars, on hotels, wherever I am, it's kind of built always by human beings, and the concept is made by human beings. Suddenly coming back to an environment that I long for, that I'm melancholic for, that for me, that was such a refreshment. And so the emotion I was going through during the shooting, Naomi was very surprised by it, because she goes through nature more often than I do. And I couldn't explain it, because she said, "Why do you cry?" And I don't know, I'm so moved to be here. And that's very much what my character is going through, because she has also a sense that, you know, the perception that something is going to come. She doesn't know what it is yet. She can do calculation, understand on a certain way, and there's a sense of science in her as well as an artist as well. But she, as she's experiencing the forest, the present time, she's discovering with this intuition that something's going to happen. And I think that the need to relate to ourselves through nature, it's a real warning. You know, I think this film is necessary because of that, because we have to reconnect with nature, with us, our deep self, and because we live into a made-up land, and then we lose track of what feels important. We pollute everything we have around us. It's like a toy that we play with, like children, very greedy children, actually. It's never enough. But if we destroy the toy, we'll have nothing to play with. So, you know, polluting the air, polluting the water, polluting the soil. So what do we do now? And what are we going to say to our children? You know, they're going to ask you, where have you been? What did you do? So I think, you know, your question about women, I think it's, we have to open it to environment because it's very linked to me. The awareness of the feminine side of the earth, as well as women, but as very much so about our consciousness, about what we're doing now, and to wake up politics, as well as individuals, the way we live every day, the way we use aircon, the way we use electricity, the way we use, you know, whatever we buy, we need to have consciousness now, because it's, the scientists are saying it, and they're giving warnings as much as they can, but I feel very much as, not that I want to be politicians, not at all, because I'm not capable of it, but definitely to have an emotional awareness of and voice in saying, hey, this is, we have to wake up. We really have to wake up. And the media is also, I think, are responsible of that and to talk about it. Because we feel, it feels like we're spectators of something that is happening, and now we have to become actors. We have to take action to go out in the streets, so the politicians are making big and strong and hard commitment to changes with the lobbies, with the ministers of economy, transportation, agriculture. I think it's really not, I'm not the only one, of course, because you're all kind of nodding, but you know, it seems, but it's important that we really wake up and do something. And I think the film is very much so in that way, you know, and the emotion to be in this forest and shooting with Naomi, that has always been very sensitive towards, you know, nature, is very much in that sense of movement and change in our consciousness.
Juliet, you said a few years back in a masterclass that you offered in the Morelia International Film Festival that acting for you was a declaration of love. Apart from your prestigious film career, you take very good care of, especially your work in the theater, for example, the last jewel that you made was Antigona in London. I would like to ask you, do you especially like the intimate communication between an actor and the audience when you're working on the stage in a play? Thank you very much.
When I do movies, I always long for theater, and when I do theater, I always long for movies. You know, it's two loves, but they're the same, you know, it comes from the inside and the outside, the body and soul together. So the choice of Antigone was very interesting for me, because I had to, Ivo Vanov, the director of this play, wanted to do Medea, wanted to do Electra, and I wanted to do Antigone because I think she's a more contemporary character. And there's an awareness of the ontological questions of our responsibility on this earth. And for her, the action is to bury her brother. And the politicians, Creon, don't understand it. For him, she's an outsider. She wants to be independent and decides to put her aside and kill her. So I thought, you know, it's Sophocles, the writer of this play, is a genius in my book. You know, he's such an aware human being. And it was like 500 years before Christ, so it's quite a while ago. And still, the questions in that play are still vivid and truthful nowadays. So it feels like, what have we done in 2,500 years? Because it seems, you know, Antigone is aware of the importance of the fundamentals and nature, and taking care of the feminine is, for me anyway, part of the fundamental dimension of life. So, about stage, what can I say? I love it. And yes, it's acting is an expression of love, as directing, as any kind of forms of art, but art can be everyday basic life. It doesn't need to be called music or painting or whatever. It's the way of living life and involving yourself in everything you're doing. You can make your life art. That's my profound, convincing idea. But that's it.
Volviendo a esta idea de...
Going back to the idea of making art of your life, there's a question for Marian as a producer, because your filmography is very interesting, how you've worked with directors like Lisa Balonso, Lars von Trier, and I would like to know how you had addressed or approached this new project. And also, I'd like to know if you could answer, is it taken as a genre film? Because I see that it's a film that, in a certain extent, is a fantastic film, talks about travel in time travel, apart from being a film directly from Naomi Kawase. I don't know whether you can say anything about that, Marianne.
That I sent many greetings from Naomi, who's very sorry not to be able to be here tonight. She couldn't take the plane for health reasons, so she greet you all. I'm a producer since many, many years, and I have the big honor and pleasure in working with a lot of great talent. And I think that Naomi, I've been following her work for many, many years, and been feeling very close to it personally, but also, as you know, as a producer, feeling, you know, a desire to work with her. And we had the chance of meeting not so long ago, and I do believe she's a very, very strong female voice from Japan. There's not very many, and I take big honor in my work also to work with female talent and do what I can do as a producer to carry them on into the world scene. Of course, I didn't have to do that with Naomi, because she's very well known and greeted worldwide. But I think that this project was born of a desire also of working together, was having a very strong female team, and Naomi really wanted to work with Juliette, and I have had the big pleasure of making another film with Juliette already, and I love her as a person, I love her works. So then the birth of the project came from there. And about the genre, I don't know, you know, I don't think you can define it. It's a very unique piece of work. I think it's some kind of it's a praise. I would say it's some kind of praise to Mother Earth in a way. I think if somebody can carry us closer into nature and understanding nature and the importance that we have of all times more and more today, is it Naomi? She has a. It was very interesting in the shooting, because with Juliette we got installed in a small little house up in the mountains in a little temple, and I think that we were both very, very, very touched, because we kind of felt we were drawn into nature and into this character, which became a very strong character that Juliette was playing up against, I think. And from there on, I think we kind of followed, both me and the producer, and I think Juliette as well, we kind of followed Naomi, who has an extremely, extremely, extremely delicate sense of nature and communicating with nature that I have rarely seen anywhere else. And, you know, on the shooting, it was like suddenly, you know, we're in the middle of something and she would go and she would catch something in nature as if it was a character in the film. Well, I don't know if it's a precise answer to your question, but it was just to take a little bit into the universe of how this film got born and how it was a very, I would say, a very strong female carried project. We do also have first reactions on the film, and it seems to be that we're very happy to see that it's well, we're not very happy to see, but it seems to be that the female audience are taking it in very strongly. I hope part of the male audience as well, but this is the first response that we've had.
Thank you so much.
Hola. Bueno, mi pregunta es para...
My question is for Juliet, and I would like to ask you, as regards to what's just been asked, what's the key element of the plant, which is called Vision, the key element of the film? I would like to know whether Naomi Kawase, because the film has connected me to fantasy films and even sci-fi, but the genre, I would like to know whether at any time the actors or you, at a given moment when the script was being reading, transmitted where the story came from and how she constructed it.
Hard to get inside of Naomi's head, because as she's going, you know, it's like somebody traveling and finding out as she's going. But Vision has always been there, you know, the plant that she's looking for that's going to appear one day. It has always been there, and as we were going, what I really realized it was also a very intimate. What my character is going through is that the truth of what happened in the past. So recognizing something from the past that is so painful and intimate, which is, you know, abandoning a child, was somehow a light in her. And I really believe that in life, when you really facing yourself and being truthful to who you are without judging yourself, but just accepting, you, inside of you, built a certain light. You can call it confidence, you can call it lightness, you can call it whatever you want to call it. But there's something about it that I found it very profound and mysterious and secret. So that has been my understanding of it. Of course, Naomi has her own journey through it. That would be different. We talked about it a little bit, but I don't think she wanted to have any answers, because she wants to leave it open for spectators. It's probably very intimate for herself. But that's, for me, that's what I was going through. And also the masculine and the feminine, you know, that we seem to be really looking for something different. But at the end, the resolvement is like, we're together. And there's a resolution at the end. Is that clear?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, how was the work with the Japanese actors? Preparation and the work with the Japanese actors? Uh-huh.
Well, first of all, Naomi asked everybody, all the actors being called by the names in the script. So I could hardly pronounce their names at the end of the film, because I got used to their name on the script. You know, I'm not very good at remembering the foreign names because they seem so complicated. Because, you know, Naomi creates a sort of a world around you as an actor, because she wants to help you. You know, she has a very refined and clear way of directing, in the sense, I don't like the word very much, directing, because I think it's false. I like the Koreeda way of saying I'm observing and filming the observation. That's, I find it very much close to the reality of things. But what I can say is that each time that Naomi was telling me something, there was something that was deep and totally focused and right on the money. You know, it was or asking questions, and in asking questions, there would be not an answer, but a way to go back into the work. So that was very interesting. But because of she was, you know, making this kind of realm around each actor, the idea was for us to never meet to start with. So Nagase was living in part of somewhere in the region, and I was living in this little temple surrounded by women and a wonderful cook, by the way, a Japanese cook. That was Naomi's present, to also be in touch with the Japanese flavors and smells. But there was, so we would be kind of aside. And the only time we would meet was during the shooting. So the shooting was kind of exciting at the same time because we were really connecting for the first time in reality. And same with a younger actor. Takashi Tokoto. What?
His stage name is Genshin.
Genshin. Yeah, that's very hard. I don't know the Japanese journalists here, but it's, the language is quite complicated. Anyway, so I would say that I really met with them really when we did the promotion of the film in Japan, because then we could relax and you know, back and forth and have some conversations during the shooting. Was very much, everything was for the shooting. So that was the experience of it.
Hi, good morning. Before you've asked, you got lost in the script. Did you get lost in the forest wanting to do that to connect even more with your character and with the story? Whether you walked off on your own in the forest in those beautiful landscapes? And talking about the landscapes, I would like to know, how did you find those locations? Perhaps this is a question for the producer, Marion. See,
I didn't get lost into the script. That's not what I meant. So I'm sorry. It's not exactly that. And I didn't get lost in the forest. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But no, but I love walking, you know, in the forest, and was mesmerized by the beauty and the height and the stillness and the silences that we all miss, don't we? Do you want to answer the question about the location? Well, Naomi, it's her world, you know, the forest and Nara's region, and so she knows it very well. And she has a very special way of filming that really she invented. She created a world. And to be Japanese as a woman outside of Tokyo, not being in the realm of the, you know, sort of a, we can say patriotic kind of world, you know, as far as movies go, I think she's a real resistant. She's independent, she's strong, and yet very subtle, and sensitive, and a real spiritual person. Mm.
Maybe I can, I'd just like to add that Nara is her region where she was born and where she's been doing most of all her films. She's in her pocket, she knows everything around it. And I just want to give an image, which was the first one we had, which was really beautiful. Naomi has her team. Everything is very, very silent. She will stand, nobody will move, and she would say, woo! And then you would see this woman going around, and you would have this crew moving around like an animal in the forest. It was very, very strong. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to film that actually to show it. But she's one with this place and know it very well.
Yes, I would like to ask, what's the region? If you could tell us what the region of Japan where it's shot and where those landscapes are, and to what's did nature how far did it filter into the film to condition the script or the actions? I'm not too sure whether nature took control of the film. Do you understand? You don't understand. Okay, he wants to know to what extent the forest took control of the script, if you catch what I'm saying. And he would also like to know where that region is in Japan. Could you explain that a bit and those landscapes? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
It's in the Yoshino Mountains, which is next to Nara, which is the old capital of Japan, east of Osaka. And I would say that it was more being one with nature. Naomi, as I said before, she's one with nature. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, Juliette is as well when I see her. Juliette is a multi-talented artist, and I had the pleasure of seeing her during all the 6 weeks walking around the forest, and actually saw all the pictures she took of many, many trees. You can take pictures of trees very easily, but when you actually see trees like Juliette, it's quite beautiful. And so I would say, no, the film didn't take it over. It became one.
Yeah, trees are human beings for me.
Okay, pues pasamos a una última pregunta.
Hello, Juliette. I was in Toronto some days ago, and I spoke with Mr. Assayas regarding one of the scenes in his films, in his latest film, mentioning that you seem like you have a great sense of humor, especially nowadays, because your character says in that film that Juliette Binoche would be the ideal to read his book on an audio version. And he told me that, yes, now Juliette Binoche is really, she doesn't afraid of a thing. She is really powerful, and she wants to express herself in the most open and wide way that she can. So I would like to ask you if there is something that really scares you in real life nowadays. Thank you so much.
To answer that question is scary. No, just kidding. One of the things that for me was the most scary was to sing. Because each time I was singing, my children would say, just shut up. Whether it was in the car, at home, or, you know, or putting a music on, you know, you say, oh, can we change the music? So I decided to actually do a show of Barbara, who's a French and French composer and singer. And I'm singing that show. So I'm doing the most terrifying thing I can do at the moment. I've done a tour in China, and I want to continue in 2020 or 21 because I have some films to film before that.
Bueno, pues muchísimas gracias.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Marianne and Juliette. Yeah.